Hey everybody, it's Greg from Incline Adventures, and we're here doing episode 5 of Experience Asheville. I couldn't do a series without talking about the beer scene, so I have the privilege of being with Tim Weber today. Tim?
Hey, how you doing?
He is the owner and head brewer at Twin Leaf Brewery on the South Slope, so we're going to talk beer. And before we get into that a little bit, I wanted Tim to give you a little bit of background, how he got into brewing. I know he's got some type of engineering degree or something.
I was at the University of Delaware. And
Blue Hens.
And had the privilege of working in a microbiology lab for about 3 years. And learned a lot about extremophiles, bacteria. And one day my professor mentioned that they used to make beer. While I was there, I was also going to school for mechanical engineering. And ended up having to go for 5 years. And in that fifth year, that's when I started homebrewing. So that was back in 2006. And fell in love with it pretty much immediately. And probably batch, I don't know, 8, decided that this was something I was going to do in my 30s.
So you decided... You're brewing beer in college, and you're like, yep. This is what I want to do.
Yep.
So, at what point, you're from the north, you're from up in the Philly area?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what makes you decide to come to Asheville?
I never liked living in the north. I was born in New Jersey, grew up there, and then lived outside Philly, and didn't like it at all, didn't like the snow. And I always knew I was going to move south. So my ex-wife and I came down to North Carolina back in 2010. And while we were in Durham, somebody suggested we should go visit Asheville. We'd never heard of it. So we came over here and we're just blown away. We've been going to Colorado for a while, loved the mountains, and just loved the town. Ended up coming back 2 or 3 months later, just to see if we still loved it. Ended up coming back 6 months later and then decided this is where we needed to be.
And then you're going to open a brewery? Like, hey, we're going to move here?
Well, that was the whole point in coming down to North Carolina. We did the whole state of North Carolina trying to figure out where we want, you know, where you're going to live for the rest of your life.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because not only do you come to Asheville, which congratulations on your 4th anniversary.
Yeah.
This past week, I believe.
Yeah.
What you're on the South Slope, which is pretty much the place to be, as far as I'm concerned, for breweries. How did you pick the South Slope? Did you just stumble upon it? Did you just find a location that you like? I mean, you're in a killer area.
Did completely stumble on it when we found the location back in 2012. Basically, there was not much down here. There was Green Man's Dirty Jacks, and Burial had opened 6 months.
Highland, of course.
Well, Highland's not, I mean, just down here in this house, though.
Yeah, you're correct.
You know, if you wanted to get cracked, this is where you went.
So you're really like one of the first three breweries on the South Slope.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And, well, unless you count, Highwire was Craggy and Asheville Brewing Company, but right. They're up a little bit farther. The way I found the building was I was at work driving around on Google Maps.
You had a real job?
Yeah, I was a mechanical engineer.
Here in town?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I worked at Eaton.
Okay.
As a design engineer over there. But driving around on Google Earth, stumbled across this building, always knew I wanted my brewery to have as many windows as possible because I was tired of cube life. And stumbled on this building. There was a number spray painted on the side of the building, called it, and, you know, now here we are.
It's awesome. It's an awesome location. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. So now that you've been up and running for 4 years, I know you brew great beer. Let's just talk about the beer scene a little bit. I've read that Buncombe County is up to 50-some breweries.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So can it sustain that growth? I don't know of a brewery that's closed yet.
No. Nope. Other than Craggy, but that was, you know, years ago.
And that flipped to another brewery.
Yep.
And another one just opened down the road.
Yep.
Do you think there can be more?
I think in the South Slope, we're good. We don't really need any more down here, but I'll say that I don't know how much more growth we can have, but we definitely can sustain what we have now. It's become a great, you know, a national destination for beer lovers. So,
and we've gotten spoiled because I know when I leave town, people are like, well, we have breweries, and you drink some of their beer, and it's not necessarily the best, but there is some good beer right, not only in all of Asheville, but right here.
I think there's two main reasons for that. One's the water. The water here is awesome. It has almost no mineral content, so you can build your own water. And the other reason is because there are so many of us, and we compete with each other on a friendly basis, but because of that competition, we're all striving to make the best high-quality beer that we possibly can.
And sometimes you guys partner together.
Most of us, I mean, we borrow stuff from each other. We help each other out constantly. And, a lot of us do collaborations with each other, just, you know, for fun, cross-marketing.
So let's talk about Twin Leaf. You've got some added capacity. You've got some releases out. Anything that you... I know that Mass Extinction, which is a bourbon barrel-aged...
Imperial Stout,
Is out, and you just released...
And the other beer is Beauty in the Cracks. It's part of our Enter the Wild series. And I think it's the best beer I've ever made. It's Flanders Red, and it was aged in wine barrels for, I don't know, about 10 months or so. And I just think it's the best beer I've ever made.
And how much of it do you have left?
Only 500 bottles.
And you want to maybe hint to what's the next, your next beer might be?
Yeah, the next one in that series is going to be a wild golden ale.
Cool. Any beers you prefer to brew or not brew? I know there's a couple that you're not fond of, but...
Yeah. it's really fun to brew Gozes just because it's a two-day process. So you can do like 4 hours one day, 4 hours the next day. And it's risky, so you don't know if it's going to work or not. I think they're fun. And then, I don't know, anything new. I get tired of brewing the same old stuff all the time, but I have to.
Do you keep recipes for the regulars? Because sometimes you might mix them up a little bit.
I've gotten yelled at for running out of our triple and our IPA before, so I make sure I keep those on tap.
Cool. Anything else? What do you think sets Twin Leaf apart? I think for me, being one of the first people down here, but I also like the ambiance. You have the old school warehouse type. It's not too commercial, super dog friendly. You always seem to have a really good crowd, good space. What do you think sets you apart?
I would say our space. We have a big space. I've been told it's really cozy, which is what I've always strived to do, kind of make it an English pub style. I think the cool thing that we have going for us is because we are small, I have the ability to turn on a dime and completely change my style. So we play a lot with different styles. And just last year, I started getting into wild beers and sour beers a lot more. So a lot of those are going to be coming out soon.
Cool. All right, so let's cheat a little bit and talk about some of the other breweries you like in the area.
Yeah.
Who are some of you? I'll mention some of my favorites. Who are some of your favorites?
I'd say, Bramari, we're really good friends with those guys.
I like Gary,
back and forth all the time.
Yep.
Highwire, I think. They've always made really high-quality beer, and they've been putting out a lot of really interesting stuff the last year. Wedge has always been a favorite of mine. It was probably the reason I moved to Asheville. I used to, you know,
another northerner.
Yeah. Tim's and named Tim.
Yeah.
And, when I came down to Asheville, I was introverted engineer and sitting at those long tables at the Wedge, ended up talking to people of all different walks of life. And I was like, this is pretty cool.
So. I'm going to give a little shout out. I'm a big fan of Boojum, even though they're out west a little bit in Waynesville. And Archetype, who's new.
Oh, yeah. These guys are great, too.
Up on West Asheville, I think they're brewing some fun.
There's a lot. I mean, there's just a lot of good beer and a lot of good places to go to.
So I can't do this podcast and not mention Wicked Weed because there's been so much talk about it over the last year.
Yeah.
And as everyone knows, they sold and you know my opinion, I happen to be a capitalist, so if someone dropped a zillion dollars on my lap, it might be hard to say no.
Yep.
They definitely caught some flack for it. What's sort of your vibe on it?
I think it was a pretty shitty thing to do, regardless of money, mostly because it's setting Budweiser up to have to increase their monopoly. So they already own distributors, and now with these, they're calling them fake craft breweries. So they have, I think there's 10.
Yeah, no, they own one out in Idaho. They own Goose Island. Yeah, they own a bunch.
And they took a bunch of good ones. And with Wicked Weed, I think that strengthens their portfolio to the point where in a couple of years, it's really going to hurt distributing breweries. So even now, going into Ingles, the majority of the products on the shelves are all theirs.
Yeah. So
they picked a brewery out of every region, and Wicked Weed being on the forefront of a lot of different things, nationally recognized. Them going is it's a big deal, and it hurts the rest of the industry.
I get it. What do you think their beer will change to? I just think that as they use different, they source different malts or whatever, barley, that their beer has to change. I may be wrong. Yeah. You would know more about that than me.
My feeling, and I'm not sure, but my feeling is that Budweiser would be smart to support them in anything they want to create.
Yeah, they've made some good beer.
Yeah, if they dumb down their beer, it's not going to help them in this monopolistic takeover that they're trying to achieve.
So we got St. Paddy's Day coming up,
yeah,
and you'll be open. I know I will be here drinking some beer. You said that you created the beer that you think is the best beer you ever made, but does that mean it's your favorite?
Right now, yeah. I had a couple last night, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, man.
All right, so that's your favorite beer. I happen to be a fan of the IPA Liefer. I'm just going to give that a little shout out. When you're not here, where are you?
Probably two different. I try to hit as many breweries as I can because I don't get out that much. So I'll hit different ones at different times. But Foggy Mountain is one of my places to go. Don't go there. I want to keep it local. The Whale, which just opened up, they have a great...
In West Nashville.
Yeah, they have an awesome lineup of beers. They get in kegs that nobody else can get, so it's a great place to go see what's going on in the country rather than just regionally.
That's pretty cool. I do have to ask you this, too. I know you on a personal level. You say you don't get out much, but you love being outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You kayak, you hike, you backpack. You are sort of a true outdoors person. When you're able to get out in Western North Carolina, you got one place to go and you can throw a pack on. Where do you like to head?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other reason I moved here, is to go backpacking and hiking and all that kind of stuff. And it's actually my happy place. If I don't get hiking, every other week or so, it's not good. So where do I go? If I'm having a really bad day and I just need to get in a hike really quick, Mount Pisgah is perfect. I've sat up there and stared out the horizon a couple of times.
Off the Blue Ridge Parkway for you people that don't know that.
Yep. And where else do I go? If I have my son, we just go over to Ship Creek, which is this kind of little no-named area. I'd say my two favorite places in Western North Carolina are Roan Mountain on the Tennessee border, north of here.
I'm going to give that a big thumbs up. One of my top.
That place.
Yes, it's been fantastic.
Over on the Art Loeb Trail.
Black Balsam.
Black Balsam. Okay. Is my anybody that visits, I bring them there.
Two big panoramic views. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you, it's one of those Colorado kind of things, big open area and seeing forever. Yeah.
So we talked about St. Paddy's Day. For you listeners, Incline Adventures, we're having our kickoff party here on April 28th. At 1 o'clock, there might be a new yummy beer. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be something.
I'm going to leave it at that. So come out and check out Toon Leaf at 1 o'clock on April 28th. any other events other than the regular?
Yeah, that St. Paddy's Day thing is going to be fun. I'm going to have I'll have my dry Irish stout on nitro.
Awesome.
We've always done a big thing with the hockey league in town, so they're going to actually make a bunch of Irish food and bring it in, and we'll have a band.
And
you might have two bands.
And your other hockey team, the ice hockey team.
You're on the ice hockey team.
So there will be a bunch of that group here as well.
It's going to be good. St. Paddy is probably one of my favorite holidays.
Will you actually be at the brewery? Because I know
I think I will, actually.
On Saturdays, it's hard to find you here.
Yeah, if it's if I don't have to go to this festival, yeah, I'll be here.
So where to find you guys? Why don't you give your true address and then media,
yeah.
Facebook, whatever
you want. We're down in the South Slope, as they call it, which is in downtown Asheville. It's everything pretty much south of Patton Avenue. And we're down at 144 Cox Avenue. It's on the corner of Cox Avenue and Banks. And you can find us at twinleafbrewery.com and on Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah. And any podcast now.
Yeah, now a podcast. Yeah.
And I really appreciate you taking the time. My name's Greg, and you can find me at inclineadventures.com, and that's incline without the I, so NC Line Adventures. And we really want to thank Tim for being here. Reach out to either of us if you have any questions, or come have a beer with us on St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, come on out.
Cool beans, man. Thanks for listening.